They transform the way you use the web. Yes, it's called ROOHIT.com. Tune in to KLOK 1170 every Saturday at noon, and we'll talk about everything it takes to build a company. Idea, recruiting, incorporation, market, bootstrapping, venture capital, intellectual property, and more. Tech businesses and non-tech businesses. We'll hear stories from people like you and me who have done this successfully. Call in and ask specific questions or generic questions and engage in a stimulating discussion about building a company. Sunna na bhooliye, har Saturday, dopahar 12 baje, every Saturday at 12 noon. Sapne salamat, dosto. Sapne salamat. It is Saturday. It is time to start pursuing your dreams. Welcome to another episode of Sapne Salamat. This is a show that's dedicated to anyone with a dream. This is a show for entrepreneurs, for dreamers, for investors, for technical people, non-technical people, anyone and everyone that has a dream, every Saturday at noon. So we just walked into the studios, and as I walked into the studio, I find we already have a caller on the line. So caller, hold on. We'll get to you in a second. Let me first introduce the show. As this caller knows, and as other callers out there probably know by now as well, the phone number to our studios is 408-912-5565. Please remember to turn your radios down. We will be taking calls live on the air for audience participation. But let's start with this first call who's been on hold even before the show came on the air. So we'll go right to the call. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Sapne Salamat, caller, you're live on air. Sapne Salamat.
Sapne Salamat, Rohit.
Yeah, there you go. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Actually, I dialed for the other show. I was on hold for more than 8 minutes, so I got connected to your show. I love your show as well. I mean, I'm a regular listener, so I don't know what is today's topic.
Well,
but definitely I would
today's topic is we're going to talk about pursuing dreams, and I've got a fabulous entrepreneur who's joining me in the studios today in a few minutes, and I will be introducing him in a few minutes. And we're going to talk about something which has come up in one of the previous episodes, which is regarding the MBA. So that's been a very interesting thing, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. So if you don't have a question for me, I'll dive right on with the rest of the show.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thanks. All right, folks, so coming back to the show itself, in the past, as you know, we've talked about how to raise money. We've done the anatomy of a startup. We've talked about viral marketing, and we've talked about how to create buzz for your company. So we've had a bunch of celebrity guests. We've had serial entrepreneurs on the show. We've had a professor of entrepreneurship on the show. We've had guests on the show who've talked about musically being gifted and things of how they've pursued their passions for music. So that's been done. And we've also had an entrepreneur who came in and talked about how to create buzz for your company. We had an entrepreneur come in and talk about real estate. So we've done all kinds of interesting things. And in a recent episode, as we were talking, the idea of MBA came up where people were talking about MBA and entrepreneurship. So today we're going to take a stab at that and talk about what is the association correlation between having an MBA and being an entrepreneur. And in fact, by the way, for that, I'm going to have this guest come in. But before I get into that, you can listen to past podcasts of the show at rohit.com/radio. That's rohit.com/radio. And you can download this into your iPod, your iTunes, or whatever, and listen to past episodes in your car at time convenient to you, if this is a time that doesn't work for you. Anyways, these episodes are free for now, so go ahead and grab them while they're still free. And I'm actually very excited about a new plugin that we've created recently, just this week, for bloggers, where basically anybody can take a highlighter pen and put it on their blog. So that's also something you'll see on rohit.com/radio. So that's sort of why it reminded me. I'm also doing an experiment, and I mentioned this last week. So we're trying to incubate a company, and I'm looking for some developers for a company. And folks, keep in mind, these are all equity positions, so these are not, this is a non-funded entity where we are doing an experiment. So we're looking for front-end developers that do JavaScript experts, basically folks that know HTML and CSS. We're also looking for back-end folks that do LAMP, which is Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP. Folks that are familiar with RSS or JSON or REST. Also, somebody that's a plugin developer, whether it's Facebook application development or WordPress app plugins, or it's Joomla plugins or PHP BB plugins. So we're looking for all of these guys. A graphics designer is another position that we're looking to get somebody into that role for. So somebody that has experience with video and Flash and ActionScript and PSTs and Photoshop and what have you. content writers, marketing people. So, and most importantly, make sure to put in samples of your work when you send in this or when you apply for these positions. And we are also looking for executives for this. So, you know, vice presidents of marketing or directors of marketing or vice president of engineering slash director. And we are looking for product marketing managers. So folks that are being hardcore technical people and are looking to switch over into making a marketing switch. So basically they'll end up owning a product and they will be responsible for coming up with the requirements, coming up with the implementation, preparing a PRD, a product requirements document, timelining it, identifying resources, managing it. And it's almost like a program manager role. So anyways, would love to see how this experiment plays out. If you go ahead and send in your resume to resumes@rohitchandra.com. That's R-E-S-U-M-E-S at rohitchandra, R-O-H-I-T-C-H-A-N-D-R-A.com. And we'll see how this plays out. Also, one of the things I wanted to do is I want to throw out another little problem that I ran into recently, which I want to see what do you guys think, if there is a business opportunity over here, if there's a business idea or not. And I think there's an opportunity here. The idea is a very, very simple idea, which is basically, how do you go into somebody's house and you turn on the television, or how do you simplify turning on the television? Now that we've had set-top boxes come in, we've seen so many universal remotes come in, but the challenge still remains that anytime you want to turn on the TV, you walk in there in the living room, there's like five different remotes sitting there. You don't know which one changes which input and how it's connected to the stereo and how all of that stuff is. So my question to you out there is this a real problem, one? And two, if this is a real problem, is there a real business to be built around it? So that is something which I ran into, where basically, in fact, I was watching television the other day and we were watching an episode of, what's that show called? Oh, geez. Something about family, Odd Family or something. So anyway, then they had a very interesting episode where there was a challenge between the husband and the wife, whether the wife could even figure out how to turn the television on. And this had an entire episode dedicated to how the teenage daughter first has to learn, and then she goes out and teaches mom, and there's this whole thing that goes on between the parents. So I think there is an opportunity here. Somebody needs to go figure out how to build a solution and how to build a business enterprise around it. Coming back to today we're going to talk about MBAs. Good, bad entrepreneurship, because that was something we were talking about a few weeks ago. Joining me in the studio today is Pankaj Jain. Pankaj, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So Pankaj, thank you for coming out. Pankaj is a very, very dear friend of mine. We've known each other for many, many years. And the reason I invited Pankaj to the show today is Pankaj is himself an entrepreneur. He runs a company with more than 50 consultants that work for him. So more than 50 white-collar technical people that are working. It's a fairly big company. And Pankaj is one of the guys who has an MBA from the prestigious IMA, Indian Institute of Management at Ahmedabad. And he is somebody who was actually accepted at all four IIMs. So he's certainly been down the IIM road and knows what IIMs does and is an entrepreneur. So we're going to be talking about MBAs and entrepreneurship. And if you want to have questions, if you have comments on this whole subject matter, please feel free to call in. The phone number to the studios is 408-912-5565. So Pankaj, I did a show, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you heard that or not.
But I was in India then, I think.
Oh, you were in India. Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah. I don't miss your shows.
Thank you, Pankaj. You're too kind. So one of the things that came out was somebody asked about an MBA, and I went out on a limb and I made a very categorical statement that I said, MBAs are really not worth anything at all. And then I did a little bit of backpedaling, which is actually all very, I say that in jest, but it's all very true. I think an MBA is only good if you've done it from a top-notch school. So before I say much more, it's like, I want to hear what is your opinion.
So first of all, right, when Rohit asked me to come on the show a few days ago, I really thought he wanted a sidekick on the show. Okay, it was like a khalasi to his truck. And so I agreed to come in. The reason I'm telling you all this is, please, for God's sake, don't take what I'm saying as career advice. Okay, and I think you guys are smart enough, unlike his other guests, where you have a lot to learn from. You know, take what I say as comedy or just my opinion on things, right? So having said that, it's an interesting question, and I don't know if we can answer it in one way, right? There are things that we can talk about on whether it's good for you to do the degree or whether it adds value to you as a manager, as a person, and so on and so forth. But I think you have a call coming in. Why don't you take that first?
All right. We're going to take this call live on the air. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Yeah, hi. I would like to talk to Pankaj.
Pankaj is right here. Fire away, my friend Sapne Salamat.
Hi.
Hi, sir. First of all, thanks for taking your time. Second thing, my question is, like, I didn't do any MBA and all. I'm straight from an engineering college, and I came here, and then, like, you know, I started, and a similar thing, like, in a consulting company, and then, like, you know, services into IT. I was successful sometimes, and I was not successful sometimes. So I would like to know, hear from somebody like you, so what actually makes a difference in doing a business with an MBA, without an MBA, and also, like, how a bigger institute makes difference apart from the networking?
All right, thanks. So, you know, you asked many questions here. Right. So let me start with the very basic question that you have. Does an MBA make you a better manager? I don't think so.
Okay.
Right. So I've been working in the area for a very long time, and almost every single good manager that I've seen probably did not have an MBA. And it could be because I'm in a tech area. There could be so many reasons for it, right? So I personally believe that an MBA doesn't make a better manager.
Okay.
Okay. What an MBA does.
True.
Go ahead, okay. Rohit.
But the question is, you're sort of working on a premise that people are doing an MBA to become a manager. Is that a valid premise in the first place?
Well, I didn't do it for that.
Okay.
Right. So for me, right, I come from a middle class family in India, right? And the only ticket that we have, at least in our days, right, the only ticket we had to get out of middle class was to get a good stamp on you.
Right.
And IMA was a good stamp, and it has worked for me fabulously. It's opened doors for me. You know, my resumes, whenever I talk to people, I get a reaction that I want. So it really has helped me in talking to people, in opening doors for me. Has it made me a better manager? No, it hasn't.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, or
does it? It does a little bit, but the thing is, you know, so I always, like, you know, so talk to the friends, and they'll say, like, you know, our moms are actually a better manager than our dads, who actually goes to the school and does their degrees, because the way moms, like, anywhere a mom actually, like, you know, manages their individual daily financial okay, are they actually getting a graduation from an IIM or, like, any MBA or a BBA? No.
I agree that the moms are better managers, but the question is, can they make a better PowerPoint?
All right. Well, good. I hope that helps you, caller.
Okay, sir. I don't know. Like, maybe, like, you know, if there is a blog or something like that, I do have, like, if you can actually summarize in your, like, you know, chart here with the host, like, you know, what actually makes anybody a better manager? Like, you know, so if the degree is not the one, like, is it your personality? Or maybe there is some questions, like, you know, so everlasting discussions, like, you know, is it a manager or born or made?
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a whole topic for discussion for a show in itself.
Exactly. It's like a big discussion.
Absolutely. And I think we should talk about that too, because one of the other topics that I've been holding up for the show is entrepreneurship. Is it nature versus nurture? And you're sort of taking that to the next level by saying management or becoming a good manager. Is that born or is that taught? So these are fabulous subjects, but let's focus on today's subject briefly here, because I know there's a lot of substance here and we've got a lot of calls that are on hold, and we're just trying to get to them as quickly as we can. So we're going to focus for today's episode, at least, for MBA, because this is a question we get asked all the time. But do feel free to call back in, add to the discussion. We want this to be a very lively, interactive session today, and we just want to talk about MBA versus entrepreneurship, pros, cons, so on and so forth, if you will.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Sapne Salamat, Rohit. It's Randhir Judge from Fremont. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, Randhir.
Good. I wanted to make a comment on management. I have managed many, many hundreds of people, but the great leader on management versus leadership qualities, you know, he mentioned about women, and there's no doubt in my mind, I think God is a woman, because only a woman has... seriously, I'm very serious about this, because only women can be as compassionate and passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
Forget about the multitasking. You know, if you go back to the Indian scriptures and you read the Bhagavad Gita and you read, you know, even the first word that comes out of a child's mouth is ma, not ba.
Yeah.
And my son said dad first, so I don't know.
No, it's bullshit. It's tvameva mata, japita tvameva. It's mother first. In any case, the great inspirer and my chief guru is a gentleman by the name of Dr. Lance Secretan. You can go to Secretan, like secretan.com.
Okay.
This is the foremost leader in the world on leadership qualities and motivation and inspiration. And there's a huge difference between inspiration and motivation. You're an entrepreneur. Let me see if you know the difference, the basic difference between motivating somebody and really inspiring somebody. What's the difference between motivating and inspiring?
Oh, wow, Randy. Now you're going to put the host on the shot, on the spot, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I tell you, it's worth it. It's worth it. Believe me. This guy built Manpower Services, one of the largest agency at the age of 27. He received the equivalent of the Nobel Prize for fostering the peace between Israel.
Well, I'll be happy to take a stab at it and give you my perspective on it, because I think inspiration is something where you lead by example and you inspire people to do things that you are good at, where they can look at you as a role model. Whereas motivation, hang on.
Yeah.
And motivation is where you tell people that go do this and this is why it's going to benefit you, or this is what it's going to make it help you accomplish in your life. So that's my take on it. Now, I don't know if you agree with that or you have a different take on it.
No, I agree with you. You know, even if I disagree, I'll agree to disagree. But in this case, you are right. Yeah. Inspiration is when you bring out the best in people.
Yes.
Motivation is like Zig Ziglar says, you have to take one every day. You have to motivate someone every day. It's like taking a shower.
Yeah.
Okay?
Great.
So there's a huge distinction between. Also, great leaders are proactive. Yeah. Managers are reactive, in most cases. Not all the cases, but in most cases. Yeah. I just thought that would help the caller that called earlier. But no. I believe God is a woman, and believe me, when you go up there, say hi to her.
I will do that if I ever see her, Randhir, and keep calling, keep listening. We've got four calls on hold right now. So callers, we're trying to get to you as quickly as we can.
I'll be in touch. Love your show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Appreciate your help. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi. Hi, Rohit, and hi, Pankaj.
Hi.
I'm Vaibhav from Mountain View.
Vaibhav, Sapne Salamat, my friend.
Sapne Salamat.
What can we do for you?
I have a question for both of you guys. I am an engineer here like many others, but what I realized that it's very hard for an engineer to speak to somebody who's above engineer, like director or VP. People are just not interested in speaking much other than the work. So I really know that MBA is one way to speak with all these good people who are like entrepreneurs and all. But the fees for MBA is one of the things which holds me from actually going towards it. So is there any way to get in touch with people? Basically, so point is, I feel MBAs are very important to establish a good network. But cost associated with it is just too high, especially in U.S.
Wow. Vaibhav, I'm going to interrupt here because a lot of interesting points you've brought up here. And before Dumbbell Me forgets all of these points, I want to start addressing at least a few of them. So first of all, I don't think there's been any problems as an engineer to communicate with anybody at a higher level, whether it be an entrepreneur or it be a VP or a CEO. I started my career as an engineer, and I know Pankaj started his professional career as an engineer as well. Right, Pankaj?
Well, I was already an MBA, but I started in a tech role, yes.
Exactly. Okay. So you were already an MBA. I've never gotten an MBA, and I've never run into any of those issues. So I don't think that's an issue. And if that's the reason you want to do an MBA, you're definitely doing an MBA for the wrong reasons. The fact whether MBA itself is good or bad is another discussion, which is what we're trying to get to as well. So I would highly encourage you not to do that. In fact, I've heard of organizations similar to or called Toastmasters that I've personally never been to. But these organizations are very reputed, and they're really good at helping people get out there and be able to talk to other people. Anything you want to add to that, Pankaj?
Yeah, so, Vaibhav, there are certain things that you would learn from MBA, which might help you in this particular case. You might learn about accounting and so on and so forth. But there are certainly cheaper ways to learn that. And less time investment as well. But I think I agree with Rohit. It's more of a question of public speaking. It's more of a question of presenting your thoughts in a more business way than technical. I'm not sure if MBA is necessarily going to help you there.
Okay.
All right. More question, Vaibhav? So I'm sorry I interrupted you, but if there is another part to that question, we'll let your question come.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for answering, and
great. Thank you for calling. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, good afternoon, Rohit. How are you doing?
Sapne Salamat, my friend. Who do I have online?
Yeah, this is Sunil Portnis from San Jose.
Sunil, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Sorry, I couldn't get the guest name.
His name is Pankaj.
Pankaj, good afternoon.
Hey, hello, Sunil.
Hi. So just to kind of give you a background, I have done my master's. I'm a corporate recruiter by profession. However, I'm for last 6 months, I'm, you know, very much trying to get my, you know, animal rescue and rehab center going.
Excellent.
So I kind of wanted to get some ideas what it takes to get into, you know, starting my own sanctuary or rescue center, something like that.
Okay. Okay. Wow, that's a very interesting question, but I've got my producer signaling here. We need to take a break and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more with you. So if you just stay on hold, please.
Sure.
Have you ever received a link to a web page in your email? Or have you ever shared a web page with anyone? Stop. Do not copy paste and go through all the extra effort to show that's what's relevant. Why not highlight the web page before you send it or share it? Just type ruhit.com before any web URL. For example, ruhit.com/google.com. Your mouse cursor instantly changes to a highlighter pen. Just select any text and see it instantly get highlighted in color, and it automatically gets a tiny URL that will take any visitor directly to the highlights on the page. It neither requires anyone to register nor to install any software on their computers. Anyone can use it. It's free and fast, no fine print, and totally hassle-free. Try it out. That's ROOHIT.com. Do you have a blog? Put a highlighter button on your blog so anyone that comes to your blog can highlight the most relevant parts of your blog for themselves and easily share it with their friends and family. It's very viral and increases the distribution of your blog. Tens of thousands of bloggers are already using it. Don't miss this opportunity and get left behind. Check out Ruhit.com. Ruhit.com is a micro-information service that allows you to highlight any part of any web page. Ruhit then enables you to do all kinds of interesting things with those highlights. It's fast and free, no sign-up, no download. Try it out. What have you got to lose? Folks, if you're looking to gain experience, this show is looking for volunteers. You'll get an opportunity to interact with fabulous people and make amazing business contacts while learning skills from the masters, skills that will set you up for huge success in your own life. If you like our show, make sure to tell your friends to tune in on Saturdays at noon every Saturday on 1170 AM. Are you looking for a home to rent? Why not in Sacramento? There's a gorgeous 3-bedroom home, enclosed yard, beautiful front yard, and a completely remodeled brand new 2-bedroom split-level townhome. Both have central heat and air conditioning and are beautifully maintained, and it shows. If you see it, you'll love it. Call 916-674-2540 to schedule a time to see it. And now back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing, started several companies in Silicon Valley, and is always looking for good people and good ideas. If you have a good idea that you are committed to, please do get in touch with him.
बस इतना सा ख्वाब है
सपने सलामत वेलकम बैक दोस्तों सपने सलामत मेनी ऑफ यू सम ऑफ यू फाइंड माय ग्रीटिंग सपने सलामत पेक्यूलियर सो आईड लाइक टू शेयर विद यू दैट आई बिलीव द फर्स्ट स्टेप टुवर्ड्स अचीविंग गोल एनी गोल इज टू ड्रीम And it's only the pursuit of those dreams that will drive you to success. So, apne sapno ko salamat rakhein, kahin khone na dein.
Can I tell you an interesting story here?
Sure, Pankaj.
So, I was in India. I just mentioned that, right, recently. Right. So, I took a cab to go somewhere. So, I was going from one city to the other.
Yeah.
So, I get into the cab, I start settling in, and the cab driver says, Jai Jagannath. Fair. And I'm still settling in. I'm trying to take a book out that I want to read on the way. And he turns to me and says, Jai Jagannath. I smile back to him, and I'm still reading the book. So he looks at me, he smiles, he nods, he makes an eye contact and says Jai Jagannath all over again. And this was like a Sapne Salamat moment for me. Okay, listening to Rohit's show, it suddenly occurred to me what's going on here. And I said, Jai Jagannath, and the cab went its merry way. Coming back to this Sapne Salamat thing, right? I've seen this happen many times before. So as a fan of the show, as a friend of the show, I find it a little eccentric but funny and fun at the same time. So here's what I want to tell the audience, right? Guys, let's humor the host here. Let's say Sapne Salamat when we start the show. I think it's fun, yeah. Right?
Yeah, great. Okay, thank you for that, Pankaj. So we've got Sunil on hold here who's talking about how to start an animal rescue center. Are you still with us, Sunil?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
So the thing is, I have my domain and everything registered for 501c, but I have no idea what kind of investment it takes, land, because, although I'm a animal rights activist myself, I've never been into, I've done a lot of volunteering myself and all those things, but I've never worked with a animal shelter or rescue center kind of thing. So I just wanted to kind of get an idea because I definitely want to start something probably within next 12 months or so.
Fabulous. So First of all, congratulations on pursuing your dream. That is step number one, to have a dream and start pursuing it. You don't have to necessarily have had any experience in doing what you're doing.
Okay.
I'm a perfect example of that. I started this radio show about 3-4 months ago. I'd never been on radio before.
Okay.
And one of my dreams was to help other people realize their dreams. Mm-hmm. So if your dream is to help animal rescues, that's a perfect way to do it. What you next need to do is go and find folks that have done 501c companies before or organizations before.
Okay.
Whether it be an attorney or it's somebody else who started a not-for-profit, go talk to the folks at Asha or Cry or Vibha. Or there's a whole plethora of these not-for-profit things. And say, I'm going after something completely different. What knowledge can I garner from you?
Okay.
Two, I would say go out and start visiting the existing animal shelters if you haven't already and see how they are set up, learn how their structures are, how they are taking care of animals, what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
So the nature of what you're trying to do, Sunil, I think the most important thing for you would be to get people to support this cause, right? I have a 5.5-year-old son and whose dream it is to do exactly or something very similar to what you're doing.
Okay.
And he's been saying that all along.
Yeah.
Right? So one of the things for you could be to just reach out to people and you would be surprised how many volunteers, how many people you would get to help you in this venture.
Okay.
And I think the more people that you can get, the more people who can have work with you, the more successful you would be in this particular venture at least.
Okay. And that was, that was one of the points I was going to drive to. For example, let me tell you what happened. I was trying to, come out for, some kind of funding. I mean, when there are human calamities, people just jump and, generate millions of dollars. You are the same person to donate $10 for saving a tiger's life in India because tigers are almost on extinction. Hardly any hands raised. Hardly.
Now, Sunil, you would be surprised how many people you would find who share your thoughts or your vision or your passion. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a question of finding them, and you just have to find a way to reach out to them.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I will definitely echo that sentiment. I think people have different causes, different things that they pursue.
Okay.
And it's really a matter of identifying and locating these people.
Okay.
Guy like me, I don't care that much for donating for animal rights or extinction, if you will.
Okay.
But I recently happened to be in San Diego and I went to the wild animal park and they had black rhinos and they said, this is one of last 7 surviving black rhinos over there.
That's true. That's true.
1 out of 7 and my heart just melted. It's like, what can I do to make sure that the species does not go away? And obviously when they said 1 out of 7, if, I think it was like only 1 female or maybe there were 2 females out of 7. So basically there is no question in anybody's mind at this point that this species is destined for extinction in our lifetimes.
Yeah, and absolutely.
When something like that happens, if somebody had asked me for a donation right then and there for that particular species, I would have donated.
Okay.
Just yesterday, I had a 15-minute conversation with my son, who is in India, who had gone to Nandankanan Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And he could see only one of the two, whatever number of white tigers that are left.
Yeah.
And he is so passionate as a 5.5-year-old. And some days, the last time when he was in India, he went to this tiger sanctuary that they have, which Menaka Gandhi created in near Jaipur. And it's really a bunch of 8x8 cages, not even that, probably 6x6 cages.
It is terrible. Anyone,
my 5.5-year-old was disgusted by it. Or how elephants are taken care of or not taken care of in Jaipur.
So
believe me, there's enough passion. There are enough people who would love to spend time and money to do what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You just have to reach out to them.
Okay.
Great.
Got it.
I hope we've been able to be of little help to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll definitely send you an email from your website and let's be in touch. I'm a recruiter by profession, so I know how to connect with people anyway.
Very good.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Pankaj. Thanks, Rohit. Bye-bye.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hello, Rohit and Pankaj. Sapne Salamat.
Sapne Salamat, my friend. Thank you for being on hold. You've been on hold for a very long time.
I know. The thing is, I wanted to share something, but I'm running out of time. I'm on my way to pick up somebody. But you guys are doing a wonderful job. I might call next week.
Yes, please do.
All right.
Great.
All right, take care. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Okay, so coming back to the topic at hand that we wanted to talk about, which we've sort of been meandering all over the place with this different subjects that have been coming up. But please, we do welcome your calls, and that's why we are here, 408-912-5565. We are talking about MBA and how it pertains to entrepreneurship, what the correlations are, good, bad, indifferent. I have in the studios with me Pankaj Jain, who's an entrepreneur with running a large, medium-sized company with 50-plus white-collar employees, consultants, workers, what have you. Pankaj is a graduate of IIM Ahmedabad, which is the creme a la creme institute for management in India. And of course, he got accepted to all four institutes. So Pankaj, I want to come back to you with this question and say that, why did you do an MBA?
So as I was telling earlier in the show, right, for us, from middle class then, the only ticket out from middle class for us was to get a brand from a big institution. And IIM Ahmedabad did serve the purpose. I mean, going to IIM Ahmedabad, getting that brand, helped me a lot in opening doors for me.
Okay.
Right.
So if I had done this MBA from Nathuram Institute of Management, would that have helped me?
I don't think it would have.
Okay.
Right? If, for example, right, to stretch the point further, if IIM Ahmedabad interviews or selection process just stopped there, they did a selection, branded you as selected in IIM Ahmedabad and didn't have 2 years of MBA, right? it would have helped me just as much as getting that brand and doing 2 years of study did, quite honestly, right? I think people who are recruiting understand that 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 500 applicants gets in.
Yeah.
And so it's like a shortcut. It's a lazy way to say, hey, someone else has already done the selection process for me. So I don't, as an employer, have to do it again.
Okay.
Right? I think it's that kind of a thing more than anything else. But,
hang on. Let me disagree with a certain part of, I essentially agree with the largest part of what you said, but there is a small piece that I disagree with. I want to get your take on that. And one of the reasons I think people should do an MBA, I always say people should do an MBA from only a top class institute and nowhere else. So for two reasons. One is the branding, which I completely agree with you. The second part, which you seem to be discounting and I want to explore a little bit more, is the fact of rubbing shoulders. So I think when you're doing an MBA from a top-notch institute, whether it be IIM Ahmedabad or it be Stanford Business School or it be Harvard Business School or Kellogg or what have you, one of the good things is you rub shoulders with so many other people who are destined for success at this point in their careers. So given 10 years or 20 years or 30 years or 5 years or whatever period of time in your career, when you get to some point, a lot of your classmates and a lot of your peers and a lot of your friends will be the who's who. And then you certainly have access to the who's who.
You're touching on a point where I could talk for like a few hours.
Well, right? Give us a few minutes at least.
So the way MBA programs are structured in India is very different than how they are structured in US. My class predominantly constituted of people from middle class who were probably bright because they had to go through CAT and all that. Often ambitious, but didn't have the drive to become an entrepreneur, for example. All of them would want to take an easy route, a banking job, or so on and so forth, right? As against that, a cousin of mine did MBA from Stanford, right? And if you looked at his class, it was a who's who, right? In his class, he had Narayan Murthy's daughter, he had Musharraf's son, he had Montek Singh Ahluwalia's son, he had V. Perumal's daughter, and it couldn't be by accident.
And he's somebody's son too, right?
Right, he is, Right, but
in the same league, in fact.
Not quite the same league, but he comes from a very successful family, right?
Okay.
So a Stanford, for example, makes an attempt, I think, to put together people who are bright, middle class, ambitious guys to people who come from industrial backgrounds, who are hires to an industry or so on and so forth. And that makes a much more interesting set to rub shoulders, to learn things from. As against a pure Indian IIM kind of institute, where I don't think you get that much in terms of networking.
You really think so?
Yeah.
So
maybe 15 years later, the folks reach a certain point. But I, for example, haven't kept in touch with my class, right?
Which may be your shortcoming, but that doesn't take away from the fact that how are your peers or how are your classmates doing?
You're absolutely right. And in the same vein, when I say I didn't learn something from the 2 years of MBA, that probably was my shortcoming too. I'm sure the other people learned much more. So I'm giving you my perspective on what happened to me.
Yeah.
And that's why I said, don't take this as a career advice. Yeah. I'm just sharing what happened to me or what I've seen.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think if I'd done the same thing from Stanford, I completely agree.
Yeah.
The value of networking would be much more high,
yeah.
Which wasn't there in IMA as much. Yeah. However, if you end up doing your MBA from Cal State somewhere, maybe it wouldn't be worth the time and money that you spent in.
Interesting. Okay, we're going to take a break and we want to come back and continue talking with Pankaj about doing an MBA from an entrepreneur's perspective. Yeah.
Do you ever search for anything on the internet? Ever use Google or Yahoo? Typically, you'll go through several pages to find the information you seek, and it's only parts of a page that are relevant to you, not the entire page. So why not just highlight the most relevant portions? Everything you highlight is automatically clipped and saved for you, and the underlying pages are saved too. Really? And don't worry, at Ruhit.com, we magically do all this without ever asking you to fill out a form or register for our service. And we certainly don't ask you to pay for anything. So automatically save everything relevant to you forever. To advertise on this show, jeans, t-shirt, and a tie, or to sponsor a segment, please call 408-469-4192. Folks, it's not without reason that advertisers spend about $20 billion on radio advertising every single year. So if you're looking for talent or looking to give your company exposure in the technology arena, then this is the show to advertise on. Get more bang for your advertising bucks. You can also email us at radio@ruhit.com or find us on the web at ruhit.com/radio.
Startups, do you have a startup company that you started and would like to get some free publicity for? Please contact us. We like to help startups. We are looking for a few startups to feature on an upcoming show. So if you're running a startup or have a friend who's running a startup that wants some airtime, feel free to reach out to us at radio@ruhit.com. That's radio@ruhit.com.
If you like our show, make sure to tell your friends to tune in on Saturdays at noon, every Saturday on 1170 AM KLOK. In fact, you can even blog about this show, and if you work for a company such as Oracle, Sun, Google, Microsoft, Intel, etc., please send out a company-wide email on your Dacy email alias about our show. Sacramento! Two homes for rent in Sacramento, gorgeous three-bedroom home, enclosed yard, beautiful front yard, and a completely remodeled brand-new two-bedroom split-level townhome. Both have central heat and air conditioning and are beautifully maintained, and it shows. If you see it, you'll love it. Call 916-674-2540 to schedule a time to see it today. And now back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing, started several companies in Silicon Valley, and himself has been written up in over 300 top international publications such as Business Week, New York Times, and Wall Street Journal, to name a few. And now back to jeans, t-shirt, and a tie.
Jo bhi chaho, wo main paau. Oh.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Sapne Salamat.
Hi, Rohit. This is Satyajit. And hi, Pankaj.
Hello, Satyajit.
I just wanted to comment on one thing about the entrepreneurship and MBA. And this is my personal opinion, but you're welcome to refute it. I think to be a successful entrepreneur, you do not have to have an MBA. You need a passion, you need a dream, and you need a strong willpower. And strong willpower and passion thing came actually from my wife. So I just wanted to say that. But
touché.
But that's what you need to really become a successful entrepreneur. That's what I just wanted to share.
I wholeheartedly agree with you and your wife, Satyajit.
Okay.
And not just entrepreneur, for anything, right? I absolutely agree. Even if you want to be a good manager, if you want to be a good anything, I think all those things are important. And that's all matters.
I think more so for entrepreneurship than for other things.
Sorry?
I think more so for entrepreneurship than for management.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you want to be good at anything, you want to have passion, you want to have willpower, and you want to believe in what you're doing. So entrepreneurship, definitely so. Yeah.
One thing that the American universities that teach the MBA schools, they overstress on this networking part. I completely agree that networking really can take you to places, but as a motive from a business school, to stress too much on the networking part is, I think, wrong. They should more focus on the academics and more focus on international economics or whatever it is.
So I'm sorry. This is one thing I disagree.
Oh, wow. I was going to disagree and I thought you were going to agree with him.
Hey, call me a cynic, but you cannot overstress networking.
Yes.
That's my 15 years of experience.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry we disagree, but I welcome a contrarian viewpoint, and that's okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Sapne Salamat, Rohit. This is Chandra Mundra.
Chandra, thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me. Again, before I call, I didn't listen to the previous caller, and I think he had a comment regarding the benefits of networking while you're doing MBA. And I have a similar comment, and I know we have a disagreement here, but I'll give you my practical experience.
Yes, please do.
So I have done MBA long time ago from India, from Institute of Management, and then I did Global Business Management.
So you went to one of the prestigious IIMs?
Well, no. So it's a misnomer. This was known as Institute of Marketing Management, IMM, and this was something started by the Technical Board of Government of Maharashtra. I think they don't have any more.
Okay.
But nevertheless, it was a prestigious I benefited, and, I benefited. The way I see benefit in my last 25 years working is not what I did during the MBA, but what I learned from it and then used it in my day-to-day job.
Uh-huh.
The point I have is, while I don't dispute the advantage of rubbing shoulders with celebrities or future celebrities while you are doing MBA and all those benefits, but I agree with previous caller wholeheartedly that if somebody is just doing MBA to be able to get an opportunity to network, I don't think that's the right thing to do. There are ample of opportunities in life to network. You don't have to go to an MBA school to network. The primary purpose of somebody wanting to do MBA should be to learn the basic knowledge. Just like we go in the beginning of our, when you're a child, you go to school to learn ABC so that you can form words and then form sentence and then make paragraphs and so on and so forth.
That should be
the objective, to learn the basic fundamentals of management so that when you go into the real life, you understand the fundamentals so they can implement in the real life situation, not for networking.
So I honestly think, I wish I could agree with you, Chandra, but I completely disagree with you. I think, first of all, I don't think MBA is worth it. Secondly, I say if somebody really wants to do an MBA, in my mind, it's very clear that there are only two reasons. One is branding, two is networking. The branding happens the moment you get into the institute. Now that you're devoting those 2 years of your life to it, I think it's number one issue is networking. Again, we are different. We're different people. We are shaped by the experiences in our lives. And in my experience, that's what it's been.
So Chandra, first of all, you know, I'm very happy to hear that you've been working for 25 years now, and you still believe in the basic philosophy of education. Unfortunately, I've become much more cynical in the last 15 years of working than you have. And clearly, you got much more from your MBA than I did. I didn't get much from my MBA, and maybe that's what shapes my thought about it.
You're came like from the epitome of modesty, Pankaj.
No, seriously, right? I came from an engineering college where I knew how to beat the system. When I went to IIM Ahmedabad, I was serious on making that count. One trimester into it, I was doing very well, and suddenly the charm was lost. And then, maybe I led myself to believe that there was nothing to learn here and spent the rest of the time having fun. So clearly, Chandra, you learned much more from management than I have. But my experience from what has happened to me was I don't think I've ever used any principles that I learned there. But from a branding perspective, it has helped me a lot.
Well, you know, listening to today's talk, I think one thing we all learned in our MBA is we can rightly agree to disagree.
Yep.
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't do an MBA. Nobody ever taught me to agree to disagree. Then why am I agreeing?
good one. You have some good ones.
Well, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks, Chandra.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Good morning.
Sapne Salamat, my friend.
How are you?
I am doing very well. Sapne Salamat.
Jai Jagannath.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to get you to say Sapne Salamat. That is the salutation
sure,
to the show.
Sapne Salame.
Thank you.
And I just want to make the point.
Yes.
That the influence of business schools is overrated. And
interesting. Please elaborate. Yes.
And see, it's like stock market. When stock market is going up, everybody looks good. All the mathematical modeling looks geniuses.
Uh-huh.
Okay, everybody runs for cover when it goes down. Same thing about business schools. When the industries are prosperous, then everybody looks good. It's not because it's of business schools. Actually, right now, the European business schools are all in trouble in the sense they don't know what to teach them. They are concerned about how do we train our future executives ethics. And entrepreneurship is very good when you make a product you're very proud of and you do something to mankind and save poverty. And
you lost me there briefly, and let me tell you the point.
Please help me. Where did you lose me? I will help you.
Yes, thank you. So you lost me at the point where you said European business schools are today lost. They don't know what to teach them. Wondering, what is the source of this information?
Oh, okay. I write, my letters to the editors of Financial Times appears fairly frequently.
Uh-huh.
And I'm following the whole debate in the newspapers of Financial Times mostly. Okay, I just like to read that paper.
Yeah.
And then I found, for example, Lord Skidesky. There's a huge debate going on.
Uh-huh.
Like, for example, should economics be taught in business schools as a moral science or basically a method of predicting markets and banking industry? And all of them have failed simply because entrepreneurship is now being mistaken to make obscene profits. And so they're concerned. They're saying, three of my letters appear. If you Google Krishnamachar Srinivasan, you'll see all the letters. But anyway,
yeah.
The point is, how do we make our future executives be morally responsible for the decisions they make? See, this is a problem and a challenge for business schools.
So,
and that's the point I want to make. Actually, you're doing a very good job. I really like all of your callers and your panels are highly educated and they make wonderful points of view. But that is the concern we have.
Yeah.
You know, how do we make them think, look, when you build a product, as one of them said, passion, I like that, but be passionate about what it does to your customers, not how much money you can make, how many Los Altos Hills homes you can own. See, that is a very hard for us to teach.
I think these are all passions and these are all passions that are related. And when you're talking about money in terms of entrepreneurship, money is just one of the metrics of success.
Don't you think you're in a minority with that point of view?
I don't think so. I think most of us believe that.
Don't insult my intelligence.
No, hang on. What I will tell you is, most of us may not consciously realize that.
Ah, then it's a question of conscience.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, then how do we change that?
Why do we need to change that?
Ah, well, then you are disagreeing with me.
I am disagreeing with certain parts of what you're saying.
Well, you're quibbling, I think is the word I want to use. No, this is a huge problem now. How do we make, in fact, John Stuart Mill, long time ago, I think he was...
Hang on, I'm going to interrupt you for a second, not because I want to cut you off, but because I need to take a break.
I want you to be sustainable. Yeah.
Stay on hold because I like your contrarian viewpoint. We'll keep talking about this.
Okay, you want me to hold on?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you have a blog? Put a highlighter button on your blog so anyone that comes to your blog can highlight the most relevant parts of the blog for themselves and easily share it with their friends and family. It's very viral and increases the distribution of your blog. Tens of thousands of bloggers are already using it. Don't miss this opportunity to get left behind. Check out Rohit.com. That's Rohit.com. To advertise on today's show or to sponsor a segment, please call 408-469-4192. Folks, it's not without reason that advertisers spend about $20 billion on radio advertising every year. So if you're looking for talent or looking to give your company exposure in the technology arena, then this is the show to advertise on. Get more bang for your advertising bucks. You can also email us at radio@ruhit.com or find us on the web at ruhit.com/radio.
Startups? Do you have a startup company that you started and would like to get some free publicity for? Please contact us. We like to help startups. We are looking for a few startups to feature on an upcoming show. So if you're running a startup or have a friend who's running a startup that wants some airtime, feel free to reach out to us at radio@ruhit.com. That's radio@ruhit.com.
If you like our show, make sure to tell your friends to tune in on Saturdays at noon every Saturday on 1170 AM KLOK. In fact, you can even blog about this show. And if you work for a company such as Oracle, Sun, Google, Microsoft, or Intel, please send out a company-wide email on your Dacy email alias about our show. Sacramento! Two homes for rent in Sacramento. If you're looking for a home to rent in Sacramento, there's two of them. Let me give you that number first, then I'll tell you about them. The number is 916-674-2540. The first home is a three-bedroom enclosed yard, beautiful front yard, and the second is a completely remodeled, brand-new two-bedroom split-level townhome. Both have central heat and air conditioning and are beautifully maintained. So to schedule a time to see those, call 916-674-2540. Now back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing, started several companies in Silicon Valley. And something you may not know about him is he's a keen photographer, and he's taken 5 years off of his life to travel, traveling to about 50 countries just for fun.
Sapne Salamat, welcome back, dosto. This is Sapne Salamat back on the air. We are talking to... Hi, do we have the caller back on there? Hi, are you there, caller?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, tell me your name again.
My name is Srinivasan, Srinivasan.
Yes, Srinivasan. So we are running out of time, but I do want to keep talking to you because you have an interesting viewpoint. And
thank
in
you.
The interest of all my listenership, if you could succinctly tell me like one quick sentence what it is that we're talking about or what your last point was, we'll pick up right where we left off.
All right. I just want to very quickly summarize and say the business schools should start teaching ethics.
No disagreement. Next point.
That entrepreneurship is not about making obscene amounts of money.
Disagreement.
No. So, first of all, business schools don't ever talk about making more money. I would be surprised if there was one college, one course, one class, one professor that ever talked about making obscene amount of money in a business school. Every business school worth its salt spends inordinate amount of time teaching ethics. All right? The question is not that. The question is, what are we learning? What are the students learning from there? And that's where the problem is. The problem is we don't take ethics out of the 2 years that we spend in the school. Okay. We learn ways to make money, and that's all. See, historically, power, money, fame, right, has been the motivating factor for people to do stuff. And it's no different now.
May I respond now, sir?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Your defense is so glib in the sense. You're relying, saying it has been done all before, so we should do it again. To me, that's very weak defense. And if you say business schools are teaching ethics, but the people are going to exploit money, then they're doing a very bad job. They haven't taught them ethics.
There are some folks that are doing a bad job, and there are some folks that are doing a good job. No. And sorry, I don't want to cut you off, and I do want to listen to your viewpoint, but I've got a lot of other calls on hold.
I appreciate that, Rohit. Yes. Thank you for having me on for such a long time.
No, I certainly appreciate it, and please feel free to call in. We'll be back on the air again next Saturday. Definitely. I am going to try and grab at least one, maybe two or three more calls that we have
please
on hold.
That,
we've got a whole bunch
that.
Of calls on hold. So thank you for calling. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Thank you for being on hold for so long.
I am going to try and grab at least one, maybe two or three more calls that we have on hold.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Sapne Salamat, Rohit.
Thank you for calling, my friend. Do you have a quick question, comment?
Yeah, I had a comment, which is, hello?
Yes, turn the radio down, please.
Okay. My comment was, questioning whether MBA is good for entrepreneurship or not. You know, it's like questioning whether education is good or not.
Very closely related. I don't disagree with you.
And so, the more you're educated, I think it's a game of chance, I think. You get more chance at success if you're more educated. Although there are, examples of people who are super successful because of, if you talk about Bill Gates or if you talk about Michael Dell, But I think it gives you a better chance at success. Again, the metrics have to be defined for success. They're different.
Thank you for clarifying that. That was one of the first objections we were going to get.
Yeah. So that was my comment.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we're running out of time over here. And this has been a fantastic episode, I think. I would love to respond to that, but we're totally running out of time here. What I will try and do is I will try and see if Pankaj can come back on the air with me next Saturday, and we'll try and do a repeat of this. Not even a repeat, actually. We'll try and continue the conversation that we've initiated today, because we've had a lot of very interested folks that have a lot of interesting perspectives, and a lot of light has been shed. I'm very grateful to Pankaj for having come out in the studios today.
I'm happy to be here.
No, it's been real fun. Pankaj has very interesting perspectives. And he's a really funny guy. I don't know if I gave him much of a chance to talk today or not, but I'm going to try and keep more of peace and let him do a little bit more talking if I can have him come back. And I love these stimulating conversations. So, folks, you are listening today to Sapne Salamat. This is a show for anyone with a dream. This is a show for investors, for entrepreneurs, for dreamers, for technical people and non-technical people. So anyone and everyone that has a dream. So we are on the air every Saturday at noon. And please do keep listening. Please keep tell your friends to call in. And please keep listening. Rohit.com/radio. Until next week, Sapne Salamat.
Are you undecided about dental braces versus Invisalign? Then you need to visit Panu Dental for Invisalign Day. Seats are limited for the Invisalign Day event on March 23rd. So visit dentistonair.com today to find out how to get your seat. This event is brought to you by Dr. Panu, an Invisalign elite provider. Dr. Panu is amongst the top 1% Invisalign dentists in the world. For more information or for a free pre-screening, call 408-272-3330 or 510-792-9292. For directions and discount coupons, log on to dentistonair.com. That's dentistonair.com. Dentistonair.com. Ready to bring out that gorgeous Bollywood smile? Go to Panu Dental Group on March 23rd, 2010 to celebrate Invisalign Day.
Those of the staff or management of KLOK 1170 AM.
For more information on how you can get